Secretary of State Jesse White has been Secretary of State for as long as I can remember. He is retiring now and moving on to the next chapter of a remarkable life, and he joins us now. Mr. White, good morning.
Greg, glad to be on board. Jesse's fine.
Oh, Jesse's fine. All right. I'm glad Jesse's fine. I want to call you Jesse, but I was trying to be. Now, I have to ask you this question right up front. You have been an athlete your whole life. You have the Jesse White tumblers. You come from an athletic background. And you're as vibrant and as sharp as a guy, as I recall, you always have been. And I'm going to say it. It's public record. You're 88 years old. What is going on with you? Are you finding an elixir the rest of us don't know? What's going on with you?
I was born in Alton, Illinois, and I moved to Chicago at age 7. And I went off to Lincoln Park High School, which is now Waller High School. I played basketball, baseball, and played in the band and orchestra, played drums. And then Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama, again, I played basketball, baseball, and I taught gymnastics. But then during the off-season, when I was not in school, I would teach gymnastics for the Chicago Park District. I was asked to pull in a gym show, and I went to the gym show. In December 1959, came the Jesse White tumbling team. And I also had the great pleasure of playing 7 years in the Chicago Cub organization. And got up to AAA and never got any farther than that. But the bottom line is this. Last year, the Cubs had Jesse White Day at Wrigley Field, where they allowed the tumblers to perform. I had an opportunity to throw out the first pitch, and then they gave me my major league contract.
Oh, nice.
Right. Well, so that's the next chapter. So you're getting rid of the politics and you're going right back into professional baseball. This is fantastic.
I'll be in center field bleachers, so if you get to become center fielder, just wave me, throw me a ball.
That was
my position.
Oh,
was
good.
It?
Oh,
was
see, center there field. We go. And my position was in the center field bleachers every game.
How did your life in politics begin?
There's a fellow by the name of George Dunn, who is the longest-serving president of the Cook County Board here in Illinois. And I would meet with him every Monday night, and we would listen to the problems of the people within the ward. And he asked me to seriously consider running for state representative because Robert Thompson, our state representative, was going to retire to Cassopolis, Michigan. And I said to him, I enjoy knocking on doors, circulating petitions, and spreading the word about the endorsed candidates of the Democratic Party. And he said, that's all well and good, but we think that there's a brighter future for you. I said, well, you know, I'm going to go skiing again this weekend, and when I come back, I'll have an answer for you. I used to go down this one hill at Schussbaum in Massillon, Michigan, about 10 times, and it was never, ever successful in being able to negotiate it. So on this particular day, I went down 12 times without falling. I said, if I could handle a seal, I could handle a political arena. So when I came back to Chicago, I told him that I was his candidate. And he said, great. And I said, by the way, what is the racial makeup of the district? He said, oh, it was just 85% white, 10% black, 5% others. I said, Mr. President, that's like two strikes against me and a curveball coming up. And he said, you'll do just fine. And I said, by the way, give me the makeup of the district. He says, Lincoln Park to Paul River, North Street, Avila, the Gold Coast, Harry, Magnificent Mile, Ranch Strangle, and Cabrini Green. I said, that's a tough district for me to try to represent. He says, you just fine. So as it turned out, I put my head into the ring or into the ringer, ran for the position, and served for 16 years. And then the party asked me to seriously consider running for Cook County Recorder of Deeds. I ran for that office, held it for 6 years, and then my precinct captains, I was a working member of the 27th Ward, asked me to seriously consider running for Secretary of State. And so I said, what is your pleasure? They said, we'd like for you to speak with Speaker Madigan and see what his thoughts and ideas were. And so I called the Speaker, and he told me that he was looking for someone from Central Illinois, Southern Illinois, that he didn't need anyone from Cook County. And so I went back to my organization, told them about the speaker's statement. And then they said, we're going to circulate your petitions anyway. So they circulated the petitions. And 2 months later, they called me back into the office. They said, we'd like to talk with you. I said, what do you want to tell everybody? Well, I want to show you that Speaker Madigan was not exactly fair with you. when he said that he didn't want any more from Cook County, he says he has selected and circulated the petitions for Tim McCarthy, the Secret Service agent who took a bullet for President Reagan. And so I looked at the petitions and I realized that here's some of the Civil War committee, but within the Chicagoland area, had circulated the petitions. And so I asked for another meeting with him, and he told me that he needed Tim McCarthy rather than yours truly. And I said, thank you very much, sir. I came to this meeting seeking a reason that's why I shouldn't run. You give me a reason that's why I'm going to run. And I ran and won by 150,000 votes.
Hey,
And I averaged 14 to 15, 14 to 16 events every day.
Wow.
All over the state of Illinois.
Wow, man. Wow.
I formed a military. I served in the military, and I was not twice, but three times. I was a paratrooper with the 101st Airborne Division with 35 jumps.
Wow.
So I don't take any prisoners.
Well, the Secretary of State's office has certainly become a place under your leadership that it used to be everyone was like, oh, I don't want to go over there. Now you go over there. I go to the one here in Peoria. Our buddy Billy Halstead, our mutual friend, Jesse.
Wonderful guy.
Yeah, wonderful dude. But they run a tight ship there. You're not waiting in line.
You're in and out.
Take care of you. Give you advice if you need advice. And that leadership, probably your military background, your athletic background, your coaching style, has trickled into all of that. You're leaving behind a good organization.
Well, I said to Jesse Giannullis the other day, I said, you know what you have to do when you come into the Secretary of State's office on the first day? He said, what is that? You sit behind the desk because that thing's happening around you, because if everything's in place for you to be successful. And so I'm really proud of the fact that we have some individuals who have not only taken on a job, they've taken on a responsibility that goes with it. They're at the duty station every day like I am, discharging their duties in a manner which the people could be proud. So I'm really proud of the fact that we are turning over a well-run organization today.
That's cool. Hey, we only got a couple of minutes. What are you going to do next? What's the next chapter for you?
Well, you know, I coached a team called the Jesse White Tumblers. I was before I was a gymnast as a kid. And we had over 18,500 young people come through the program within a 64-year period of time.
Man.
And at last count, to my knowledge, only 15 have gotten themselves in trouble with the law, especially the combat juvenile delinquency. The young people will say to you, I'd rather be in trouble with the police than be in trouble with Mr. White. If you understand that, then you understand the rest of the story.
Yeah, sure. There you go, sir.
I want to put good people out into this world. 20 of our young people every year go off to college. We give them between $3,000 to $8,000 toward education. We want them to be better educated, better informed. We want to make sure that they understand that every day is a learning experience, and then when they become successful, they give back.
Well, do us a favor, please, as you are in the next phase and you're out there with your athletes and you find yourself in Peoria, please, you're welcome in the studio anytime.
Well, thank you very much. You want to come back to Peoria and show you how high we can get without any wood chips and spices.
Very good. enjoy it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Jesse White, Secretary of State. That's a good life. That's a good life lived. He is retiring, of course, in new leadership taking over in the Secretary of State's office coming up here in this next administration when they swear everybody in.